Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Houston, police say the shooter at Lakewood Church was a woman wearing a trench coat, a backpack, and carrying a long gun. She had a 5-year-old child at her side, but the connection isn't clear. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The officer and agent engaged, striking the female. She's deceased here on the scene. Unfortunately, a 5-year-old kid was hit and is in critical condition at our local hospital.
That wounded child is apparently the one who came in with her. Finner says two off-duty security guards were also wounded. Police also say the shooter indicated she had a bomb, then sprayed something on the ground. There's no word on a motive for the shooting at the megachurch. Egypt is rejecting a possible Israeli military operation in the southern Gaza region of Rafah. That area borders Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, and it's where more than 1.4 million displaced Palestinians have fled for safety. NPR's Aya Petraoui has more.
Egypt's foreign ministry says an Israeli military operation in Rafah will have, quote, dire consequences, and that targeting the area is part of a policy aimed at displacing Palestinians. Egyptians fear any displacement of people from Gaza into Egypt would be permanent. Egyptian intelligence officials tell NPR the government is studying a list of actions if Israeli troops enter Rafah, including suspending Egypt's peace treaty with Israel. Aid groups and countries, including the UAE, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, have also warned against an Israeli operation in southern Gaza. The White House says President Joe Biden told Israel's prime minister in a call Sunday that a military operation in Rafah shouldn't proceed without a credible and executable plan that ensures the safety of Palestinian civilians there. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
President Biden hosts Jordan's King Abdullah in Washington tomorrow for talks about ending the Israel-Hamas war and humanitarian support for the situation in Gaza. Biden will welcome the king and Queen Rania, marking 75 years of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Jordan. The Senate today moved a step closer to passing a pared-down $95 billion bipartisan bill to provide additional aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, passing a procedural vote to allow full consideration in the coming days. This even though former President Trump urged Republicans not to pass the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The Russian despot trying to conquer Ukraine also wants to see America weakened. The Chinese autocrat hoping to subjugate Taiwan also wants to consign American leadership to history.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Ukraine desperately needs help.
Ukraine is dangerously low on supplies, including ammo and air defenses. If America doesn't assist Ukraine, Putin is all too likely to succeed.
You're listening to NPR News. It's finally time to play football in Las Vegas. The Kansas City Chiefs are facing the San Francisco 49ers for the championship of the NFL later this hour. Reporter Steve Futterman is there.
Fans began arriving outside the stadium early today. Inside, everywhere you look, you can see supporters of the two teams wearing the 49er and Chiefs jerseys. Revis Grigsby is for Kansas City.
Oh, Chiefs, man. We win it easy.
Problem?
Nah, it ain't gonna be a problem. We win it. Easy.
Jenna Giambi is for San Francisco.
Very confident. I love the 49ers, so they'll win for me.
The Chiefs are trying to win their third Super Bowl in the last 5 seasons. A win here would make them, in the minds of many, a football dynasty. The 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl since 1995. More than 60,000 people will watch the game in person, including Taylor Swift. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
It's quiet at the weekend box office. Matthew Vaughn's Argylle took the top spot, but with just $6 million in ticket sales. The spy thriller has taken in $28 million domestically in the last 2 weeks it's been in theaters. Against its $200 million production budget, that makes it Apple's first major theatrical flop. In second place, the horror film Lisa Frankenstein earned just $3.8 million. It's a 1980s-set teenage riff on Mary Shelley's classic tale. The film was the directorial debut of Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.